I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
We're going to start with Willie Nelson. Just some fun stuff here.
How's he doing?
He's old. Old.
Oh, boy.
He's old.
Well, that's not your lead, or shouldn't be.
No. Nope. I mean, are you officially old when you turn 91?
Yes. Although it's funny because as we've, you know, occasionally, and maybe, you know, we talk too lightly about certain things and we don't, you know, consider them as deeply as maybe someone would like us to. But there are times when we throw out there, oh, you're old at 60, and people write in mad. No, that's not old. All right, take it easy.
The 80-year-olds are pissed because they were so young when they were 60.
Gosh. Look, it's,
yeah, don't worry about it. I mean, we're just trying to keep it light here, all right? Don't trying to hurt anyone's feelings. We're really not.
That's not old. All right.
Fine.
Take it easy.
It's
fine.
Not old.
If you wouldn't mind, send us your notes on what is old so we know going forward, okay?
That would be helpful. Jeez. Because I guarantee you, the 30-year-olds think 60's old.
Yep.
Of course, the 30-year-olds blink and they become 60-year-olds. Hi.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the problem. It's me. Happy 91st birthday. 91st birthday to Willie Nelson. Did you know that Willie Nelson was around 60 when we got this job? Oh,
right.
No. That's how fast 60 becomes 90. Happy 91st birthday, Willie Nelson. His birthday is today and tomorrow. He's so cool. He is, too. He was apparently, I don't know. I don't think your official birthday, I think it's the day you're born, not the day you get registered at the county courthouse. But he was born in Abbott, Texas on April 29th, 1933, but very late at night. And he says, I was born before midnight on the 29th, but it didn't get registered in the county courthouse till the next day. Okay. So it went out officially as the 30th, so I just do both days. It just sounds like a nice excuse to have a two-day-long birthday. And the older you get, the more you want that, right? Just come on. I deserve it. I'm 91. 2 days. Let's do this. He is a living legend.
Yeah, very few people are actually living legends, and he definitely is one.
Is one of those. So he probably celebrates twice as hard as we do, too. I mean, that guy. So I found a few amazing Willie stories that we're going to do today. The name of his 16th album is called Shotgun Willie. Now, I don't know how many albums he has. 100? I don't know. But the name of his 16th album is Shotgun Willie. And he got that nickname because he got in a gunfight with his crazy son-in-law who was abusing his daughter. And to me, I say, if your daughter's being abused, you should get in a crazy gunfight with your lame-ass son-in-law.
Yeah, crazy, Sarah.
No. What do you mean I'm crazy? If you
so
find out your daughter's getting... I say that guy's got to go.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
yes.
True.
I say if Vinny has a daughter who's getting abused in a marriage, there needs to be a crazy gunfight.
Let's try not to have a gunfight.
I think have a gunfight.
Let's avoid gunfights at
that
all costs.
Look, I mean,
if possible, yeah.
When you're old, you only get so much longer. You spend the rest of that in jail just to get your daughter out of that relationship. I don't know how old he was. The 16th album is called Shotgun Willie, and he got the nickname because he was in a gunfight with his crazy son-in-law who was abusing his daughter. Shoot him up, Willie.
Well, Willie. I don't know about that, but I do think you're right that you would, your instinct would be to protect your child in almost any scenario. By the way, 650 says, I'm turning 62 next month. It's old. The end.
Oh.
You know, though, I think that it's always the people who are older than the age you're saying is old who say, you know, I'd do anything. My mom always says that. I'd do anything to be 60 again. Like, I don't know. You'd get back to 60 and be like, ah, crap, I should have gone for 30.
Well, everyone's got their talk on age. My problem with the age thing, and it happens regularly now that I've got the young children, is they go, oh, it goes so fast. And I'm like, yeah, you know what that means for me? Is that I'm going to be 70 in a blink. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And it is going fast, too, by the way. Really fast.
And it's really, it's crazy to think that, I mean, whatever. She'll be out of high school by the time you're 70. Don't worry about it, Vinny. You'll be fine.
She no, I'll be fine.
You
but
might
I
even
just,
have grandchildren
I just
then.
Don't want my, you know, 60s to blink by. I don't want my 50s to blink by.
Well,
are you kidding me?
They already are.
I know.
Have you blinked? What have you blinked? Twice now, and you're at 55, and two more times, you'll be at 60.
Edie is 5 and so tall for her age, and the other day, she was a baby.
I know.
Like pooping her own pants and stuff, baby.
Yep. Right. Getting that poop everywhere. Oh, the baby poop. Just, why is it so uncontainable? Jesus. Squeeze out the back, down the legs. I mean, I do not miss the baby poop. There's no
one does, Sarah. No one does.
Oh, no one likes it. Yeah, we're living that right now. Mm. And we had to like use a size up because we ran out of diapers, and she had like a bigger size, so it like came out the side.
Yes!
Oh, Brynn,
you need those
things
to be tight, Jesus. Well, we stock up, buddy.
At least we had diapers, but yeah, I guess it was
no.
Why
there's no point in that if they don't work?
Someone run to the store. What are you doing?
It was Anita that changed it, and I was just there.
And she's just started to walk now, too, which means she's walking that poop all over your house.
It was all over the ground. Oh. All over the worst, man. Yikes.
Oh, just like following the trail that they of destruction that they left, and you know, with your Windex and your scrubby cloth and
Clorox wipes.
Yes, gross.
You asked earlier how many albums Willie Nelson has.
Yes.
He has 100 studio albums.
Oh, I was kidding about the 100.
A 14 live albums, 51 compilation albums, 41 video albums.
Jesus.
And 2 soundtrack albums.
So his 16th album was Shotgun Willie. So clearly that happened. Right. I mean, look, he's 91 now.
Oh,
his daughter's probably 71.
Can you imagine the producer being like, Willie, I think we already recorded this song. Are you sure you wrote that for this album? I don't know. I feel like it's brand new. Is it? Nope. We've just found it on your 25th album. You've already done that song. Come up with something else.
Oh, I thought I just dreamed that one up.
Well, wouldn't you?
All right. Here's some more Willie Nelson stories. Willie once got high on the roof of the White House with President Carter's son, Chip. Ooh. I don't remember his son, Chip. I remember Amy Carter, but I don't remember Chip Carter.
And you remember the... Is it Billy Carter? Look it up. He had his own beer, Billy Beer.
I thought that was... That's not Bill Clinton's brother?
That's Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton doesn't have a brother? He does?
I don't know. I think you're right. I think it's Bill... I think it's Billy...
Bill Carter, William Carter.
Billy Beer.
Billy Beer. There was.
Younger brother of President Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Billy Beer.
Billy Beer.
In the United States, July 1977.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, President Carter also had a son named Chip, who I guess
Chip.
I know, I'm not familiar. But Willie wrote a book and concealed Chip's identity. He said, I got high on the White House roof, but he didn't say with whom because he was trying, he didn't want to get the guy in trouble.
Right.
Or, you know, but President Carter did later confirm that it was his son Chip. Yeah, they went up there and they got stoned. In 1993, Willie Nelson owed the IRS $32 million.
Which
they seized everything he had, and that got it down to $16 million. And he eventually settled for $9 million. To help pay for this, after giving away all of his things, he appeared in a Taco Bell commercial and sang a song about the Steak Burrito Supreme.
Oh.
Yes. And so that is, I don't know if he got $9 million off of that, but it helped. It helped to pay for the thing. I really feel so bad for someone who has found themselves in trouble to the tune of $32 million, because it means you had way more than that, right? Like, if that's based on what you actually earned, like, did some accountant try to, lie about it? Like, are you actively trying to hide that from the IRS? Or are you, like, I always feel like I don't want no trouble from the IRS. I never lie about anything. I'm trying to be as above board as I can. I don't need that. Who needs that? A letter from the IRS saying, you're in trouble. Here's what you owe.
I don't remember ever hearing him speak about whether he felt like I'm boycotting the federal government tax that they put on me, or whether it was a mistake. But you do hear people say, I'm not paying those people. And then it turns out, yeah, you are.
Yeah,
death and taxes, dude. It's right. It's a saying Sarah made up many years ago.
I say it all the time, Ben. Yeah.
It's death and taxes. Like, you might think, no, I don't want to pay. I just got this money, and now you're taking it from me? Yeah.
Yeah. And the craziest part about the whole tax thing is that when you don't pay and they find out that you haven't paid, you don't just owe what you didn't pay. Like, if you started this whole evasion thing 20 years ago, you got 20 years of interest and fees and penalties. Like, you can't afford it. There's nothing you can do in your life that will ever help you pay off that debt. So you will go to jail. Jail!
Ask Wes, is it Wesley Snipes? Ask him about it.
Yes.
Hey. And I think he was one of those guys that was like, I'm not paying them. Yeah. That's not my government.
Right.
I can't be sure.
No, but I remember they definitely felt like there was like some kind of like a stand was being taken.
Well,
so were you able to find that commercial, the Steak Burrito Supreme thing? Because how funny that Willie Nelson had to sing about.
What's funny is that I was able to find the steak taco. I couldn't find the burrito one, but here's a taco.
The border went up, drove the woman with the rose tattoo. She offered him a ride, and when he got inside, she offered him something new. A steak burrito supreme from Taco Bell. She insisted that he try.
Oh.
And a new zesty steak melt from Taco Bell. He had never had nothing like it. And when he tried the steak soft taco.
Oh, wow, this really is a... Hold on.
Always be indebted for the rest of his life to the woman with the rose tattoo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that is. It even had the gong.
Yeah, I kind of remember it.
How long ago was this?
1992. Oh, 92 for that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it says on the thing.
Oh. Yeah, that's wow.
A lot more modern than I thought. I thought we were talking about earlier than that.
You know, I was thinking that Willie's been old my whole life, and seeing that, even though he's only my age. He's 61. Like, that's, he looks old.
Willie has looked old for a long time. Yep.
Willie got caught cheating by his second wife, Shirley. Shirley found a bill from a maternity ward of a local hospital. And the charges were for the birth of a baby girl born to a Mrs. Connie Nelson.
Oh.
So Shirley Nelson was like, who's this Connie Nelson?
Oh.
Well, Connie was his third wife. After Shirley.
But he still had a second wife?
No, he got rid of the second wife because she found the thing. They divorced, and then he made up the name Connie Nelson for the lady who was having this baby. And then Shirley found out about it, and Shirley left, and so he was like, well, I might as well make it official. I don't know how many wives. Can you see how many wives he's had? I didn't. I should have looked
that up. Sure, I can check on that. I see his four kids. One of them is 70 years old.
70?
70, yeah.
Oh. Is that the daughter that he saved in the gunfight?
One of his kids is a musician and does pretty well. I believe his name's Lucas.
Lucas Nelson?
Yeah, and he does well. Like, he's... I think he's done Outside Lands or something.
Oh, he's not on my list. I only have four kids here on the list.
What? Here. Maybe I'm wrong. You know what?
Maybe I see daughters. Hold on.
Oh, well. Tom Brady once asked Snoop Dogg, what's the most stoned you've ever been in your whole life? And without even a moment's hesitation. He said, with Willie effing Nelson. Willie effing Nelson. The most stoned he's ever been. You know that between Snoop Dogg and Willie Nelson, that is some primo weed.
Yeah, and you know, it's always, like, I've had friends, and not that I didn't smoke, because I did, but it's one of those things where I always felt like more, like, either you can only, I always felt like you could only get
so high.
I never felt that way about alcohol, for sure.
Right.
But I definitely felt that way about doobie weed, like, I'm...
You know. I'm good, I'm... Fully.
You know what I mean? Does that make sense or does that sound
absolutely
crazy?
I totally feel the same way. I always felt like you know, start
you're
with
just
one.
Wasting it at a certain point.
Yeah, just take one hit and see how it goes, because that's how high that pot makes you. But there are clearly people who don't feel that way and just get higher and higher,
right.
But I feel like they're also the people who smoke themselves straight, and then, you know, then the whole thing was a waste.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about, is that point where you're like, we're just, well, why don't you just light it all on fire?
Right.
Like,
all right. We're running out of time here. So I want to get to our Omaha story.
Omaha. Omaha. Somewhere in middle America.
Zach Bryan. I know you're a big country fan, so you know who
I am.
Zach Bryan is.
Yep.
Zach Bryan is sending his support to the Omaha tornado victims. That's been happening since Friday. They're all over
the
Midwest.
In the news a lot. It's very, very tragic.
Omaha
absolutely.
Is one of the first cities to get hit, and Zach Bryan used to live there, and so he's, you know, making us a statement of support of the victims. I want to offer some honest prayers and hopes to the communities affected. The band and I are standing with you guys. We're playing some shows in Omaha. Omaha. We love you so much. And looking at some of the, I mean, the devastation is... It's just profound. Like, just those, the roofs are, and it's the swath, you know, just that path of destruction. There's a house that's completely fine, and the one right next door to it is no longer.
I was friends with a guy who grew up in the Midwest, and he would tell stories of the whole family would get sent down to the bunker.
Yep.
And his dad would sit with the front door open, watching to see if it was coming their way.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those, if I see it and I got to run for it, I got to run down to the... But that was sort of this thing where a twister's coming through the area, the family's downstairs, and dad's upstairs in the doorway trying to decide whether or not we're getting hit.
Right.
And I can see that feel. I remember that feeling when we had to evacuate for the fire here. Yeah. There's a feeling of, this is my home. And everything in it I want, and I want to keep. And this is where we... It's home.
Oh,
damn
these
it.
Places are just
leveled.
Destroyed.
Mm-hmm. We're looking at video.
We're looking at pictures of the swath. You know, I don't understand what's happening on the left-hand side of this. Like, we're looking at neighborhoods with lawns, and then there's, what is there, the neighboring desert? What is that, like a, what is, I don't know, the sand dunes? I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's out there nowhere.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
All right. It's like, and it's even like the road just sort of stops at the edge of it. It almost looks like a dry creek or something. That's very strange. Anyway, Omaha. Our thoughts are with you, Omaha. Omaha. We get a lot of joy out of singing your song. All right, Vincent, what is coming up in the news?
The nighttime habit that is ruining your relationship.
It's Alice at 97.3.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Mics are hot. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. RadioAlice.com. Head on over and tell us why your mom is the best mom. The best mom ever. Mm. If your story gets selected, Alice will name Alice at 97.3 after your mom for all of Mother's Day. Plus, and this is the big prize, you guys. Two tickets for you and mom to see Bruno Mars August 15th in Los Angeles. A two-night hotel stay and round-trip airfare.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Head over to RadioAlice.com for the ultimate music experience. Stay on top of the latest news in the music industry. Follow your favorite DJs and enter exciting contests for a chance to win big. Plus, catch up on all the latest episodes of the Sarah and Vinny full podcast for a daily dose of entertainment. Don't miss a beat. Visit RadioAlice.com now. All right, here's what's happening. Sunny and beautiful today. Mm-hmm. And not too hot.
Mm-mm.
Which is the best part of sunny and beautiful, because I don't like to be sweaty.
I'm with you.
No, maybe thanks.
72 and a light breeze.
Mm-mm. Down there.
Yeah, down there. I need a breezy down there.
What?
Yeah. It's a little swampy.
What? Hmm? Way TMI. Way.
I'm not sure we're talking about.
Cotton panels.
I'm sure we're talking
right?
about the same thing.
Swampy? I can't tell what's going on here. This is, I'm going to move on. Swampy, she says. Swampy.
No, that's the first time you've ever heard anything referred to as swampy, huh? Hmm.
Well, anything on you?
Oh.
That's weird. Oh, no, swampy. I'm fully swampy.
Yeah. What?
Nobody should have any interest in that at all.
Well, don't worry.
Forget about it.
You did it.
Yay. Finally. After all these years, I found the keyword, you guys.
This one bedtime habit is ruining your relationship. And they say here, it's not the bad sex that you offer.
Oh.
Oh, thanks.
Is it just that I don't even sleep in there? Is that
the phone
ruining it?
It's the phone.
Oh, the phone. That damn phone.
It's your nightly...
The phone's ruining everything.
It's ruining your... And look, they say here it's ruining you at bedtime. It's ruining your relationship in general. The death scroll that you're on when your person's looking at you trying to give you the look like, man, you're pretty. And then that person's going, scrolling, scrolling. Ooh, like, scrolling, scrolling. Oh, look at that comment. Send. Scrolling. And you're like, wink. Wink, never mind. All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
Hello.
Your nightly Goodbye. Routine of social media scrolling could be deadly to your love life.
Mm.
It's known as now, the first time I heard this, it wasn't the social media scrolling. It was, I heard a term called lesbian bed death, and I was like, what are you talking about? What could be hotter than two ladies in love? And it turns out, according to other lesbians who have spoken on the subject, they say, no, that's when two women just get in bed and talk. And there's no lovemaking anymore. There's none. Okay. Zero. Now we just talk.
Maybe they're swampy.
Oh, God. Don't bring it back.
Don't talk to themselves.
That's the first time I heard of that. Now it's, okay, yeah. Social media has jumped into the mix.
Yeah.
Or, and there's kids. Kids will do that to your...
Kids will do it.
Sex life as well. Yeah.
Things, I mean, sex lives do die sometimes. I'm sorry, Finn. Don't cry, baby.
Parallel scrolling, the habit of silently swiping on your phone while laying next to your partner could be the death sentence for your relationship.
As in, you guys are both doing it?
Oh, yeah,
sure, both are. Oh, when someone's okay on their phone, you're like, well, what am I trying to hold
Well, that seems better than
for
the one person, you know, trying to get a hold of you and say, hey, what about me?
Yeah, we're all just in our phones now. It sucks.
Well, but that might be a reaction. Look, there's weird stuff happens in relationships where one's scrolling and the other goes, all right, well, if you can't beat them, join them. I mean, then now you're both scrolling. Like, that can happen. I can see that. Well, I'm not going to show interest if she's not going to show, or he, or whatever.
Right.
Like, there you are. Like, I'm trying to, hello.
Smoke signals from over here on the other side of the bed.
We're becoming roommates. We should probably do it. Why are you yelling? I'm trying to hear this thing on TikTok. Get out of here.
Let's take our pants off.
Yeah. Wow. I think that's the clip of the day.
What?
It was just so good and funny.
What? There's nothing funny about that. It's tragic.
What?
You're basically decreasing the chances of intimacy and affection. Oh, or just generally engage. Yeah.
And they also say the last thing you want to do is be on your phone while you're trying to go to sleep. Like, it's actually...
It's bad. Right. Even just the light that comes out of your phone is bad for your eyes.
Like, phones are ruining everything.
They say here, and I believe this, I actually think, unfortunately for guys, our reconnect is through sex. So they say here, connection is critical for a strong relationship, and it needs to happen regularly, without fail, for a couple to thrive. I agree with that 100%.
Right.
I understand there are different love languages, and a lady might go, or even a guy might go, but I made you that sandwich.
Right.
And that is great. I'll trade this. Never make me a sandwich again. I need
Do
the
me
other thing.
Now.
That's the thing I need, not a sandwich. Keep that. All right, I'll take the sandwich, too, if you're going to do both.
Are you going to
do
both?
What are the other? I got to go with the other thing. Laying in bed can be a time to connect with each other, something many couples lack. Her clients often complain the other person is constantly on their phone or just seems distracted. Bummer.
Distracted is a constant state for some people now. I feel like there are so many people, it's even like down to whenever I think about concerts and people watching a concert through their phone, even though they're at the concert, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, that to me is the most obvious thing, but we're just walking around thinking about what's on our phones. You don't even realize you're doing it and you're opening up your phone and checking something. Like, you just checked it 2 seconds ago. What are you touching that thing for again?
One of the bands missing in my resume of millions of shows is called Tool. And you just told us a quote from the lead singer of Tool the other day, which I thought was really well done. Not so much because he's, you know, adamantly opposed to people having phones in concerts, but he says straight up, there's a point in the show where we'll tell you now is the time for your souvenir video.
Right.
You can all pull out your phones and video this song. Go. And then I thought, that's the way.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. You're banning people because you want them to pay attention and you don't want them to distract the other people that paid to be there.
Right.
But then you have that outlet. You say, right. All right, everybody, now do your video.
Get your phone out.
And then we're going to be done.
Yeah.
So get it now. Right. I think that's like, that's a good.
It's at least a compromise, right? Where you are acknowledging that everyone has their phone and everybody's going to take video. So if you make them all do it at once. Because presumably people take a short video and then put away their phone. But if there's 1,000 people and they're all doing it at different times, there's just always phones out. all at once. Here we go.
Right. I liked it. I thought it was cool. There's a compromise. I mean, maybe someone else will think of something better, but for now, that I felt like, oh, well, people know they'll get their video in advance. Like, we're going to tell you when you can do that. You'll get it. Don't worry. Then that
for now,
should help.
We're going to yell at you if you pull out your phone.
Right.
Don't do it. Stop
a website
it.
Called Gothamist asked New Yorkers, submit your suggestions for sidewalk etiquette. This came up the other day, and I thought, oh, well, here it is.
Oh,
here's your sidewalk etiquette, everyone. Keep to the right, just like you're driving.
Yes.
In America,
I agree.
I mean.
Mark,
but, you know,
Mark,
we are big in England, I hear. So this, you know, keep to the side of the road that you would normally drive on. That's all.
All right. I'll try.
Move quickly and never stop. Busy sidewalks operate like highways. And if you're not walking forward at a normal pace with your head up,
you're
step aside.
Right.
That's it. Step aside. Don't stop. Right. Don't just stop.
I know.
I just rear-ended you. And I didn't want to.
Didn't mean to. Oopsie.
Zero hate for seniors. There's a hierarchy on sidewalks, and seniors get the highest priority. Dog walkers are also up there, assuming they're actually walking. Tourists and business people on the move are next.
Hierarchy.
The groups with the lowest priority who control their own destiny are parents with kids, teenagers, joggers, and people riding things like e-bikes and scooters.
Yeah.
Low priority on the sidewalk hierarchy. Know that now.
I really do feel like scooters and bikes don't, and I mean, I guess skateboards to some degree don't belong on sidewalks. Like, that's for walking. But
yeah, I'd agree. Sidewalks in the city are for walking. Absolutely.
Like, you're riding your bike, you're just going to knock someone over.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're definitely going to make trouble trying to, you know, swerve in and out of people. Three is a crowd. If you're walking with a group, especially on a narrow sidewalk, walk two wide or single file. But if you're three or more and you're arm to arm, it's cool for people to blow right through you.
Yeah. Because you're a jerk. You're a
Red
jerk.
Rover, Red Rover, I'm coming straight through you.
Close.
Or however that song goes.
Very, it's like that.
haven't heard that.
Another etiquette from the New Yorkers. Don't spit.
Oh.
Don't spit on the sidewalk, especially in a city. It's disgusting, and you never know where it's going to land, and people are, there's people
and yet
who
people
see you do that.
It. People do it all the time. People are always spitting. Ugh.
I know. It's gross. It's a bad habit.
But it's, you know, it's human. People do it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys have to say. Vinny, I am cracking up because that was the exact convo in our bed last night.
Oh.
Hashtag clip of the day. Great. Another vote for that. I think the clip of the day is Sarah from her trash earlier.
Which part?
Any part.
Oh. Well, what you don't know about the clip of the day is that, you know, when you were going like this and you were like yelling, you were squirting hearts out your mouth. There's some setting on your Zoom that just does all the... That's where I was like, well, there's our clip of the day. Because you were that was your love language. I need a connection with you.
I did not know that was happening. You know, someone commented on one of the videos and said, can one of you help Vinny with his Zoom settings?
And I was like, I saw that one.
Well, yeah. How about somebody... Why do I disappear on the screen and you don't? Explain that.
I'm a little bit closer than you are. So I'm still recognized as human. That's what I believe. But I do zip in and out, but you totally disappear. And I think because we both use backgrounds behind us. And that's, I think if we took our backgrounds away, then we would also be taking away all the.
Okay, but good. I'll take care of this today, everyone. Don't you worry about a thing.
We'll see. I can't wait to see what your fix. Yeah.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
My husband's phone is ruining our marriage, and it starts as soon as he gets home and doesn't see it no matter how many times I bring it up.
Oh.
That's, you know, there's a frustrating thing when you've mentioned something to someone repeatedly.
Right.
And you know they're smart enough to get stuff.
But now you're nagging.
Well, but it's
like
just, I know you grasp what I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you your phone is killing us. And you're not, you get all the other stuff that people tell you in the day. Don't walk across the street without looking both ways. You seem to get that just fine. I'm telling you, your phone is killing us, and that's not penetrating?
Right. Well, all it feels, I mean, it makes you feel like they don't care. If somebody, because you know that they get it. And it's like, but you don't care. All right.
Well, that's certainly what it would feel like, is you find yourself sitting there going, okay, so you get everything. I know you're smart enough to know English. And that's not even a smart thing, but I know you speak English. How about that?
Right.
And I know you grasp very simple, like, you know what I'm saying to you. Okay. It is me, I guess.
Isn't it always me?
Curious
me is the problem.
Let's see. Lucas Nelson has a band called The Promise of the Real with his brothers Micah Nelson.
And they're all kids of Willie's.
Oh, with his brothers. Micah Nelson is in Neil Young's band Crazy Horse.
Oh.
Apparently he's got a lot of kids, a lot more than Bryn found the first search.
Does Luca have like a bunch of half brothers and half sisters or something? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, it sounds like it, doesn't it?
I
guess. I mean, he got caught with a receipt for born in another baby.
Yep. From some other wife.
Right.
Mrs. Connie Nelson.
Put a receipt in your pocket, man.
To get a receipt from a hospital.
For boarding another baby. Not for drinks at a night when you were supposed to be at work.
Right. Well, my work is having some drinks at a bar.
For having a child.
I know. A receipt. Here's a receipt for your child. There you go.
Well, I mean, you throw a credit card down for that. I guess you would get a receipt.
I guess you would.
$43,000. That's probably not even enough, is it? What do you think boarding a baby would cost?
Well, I know that when if you've got some insurance, it's not that. But I wonder if that's the total price. If you pay a few thousand dollars through your insurance or yourself, and then your insurance pays for the rest of it. I don't know what it costs. I would have guessed like $30,000, if everything goes smoothly.
Ah, okay.
I'm sure there's much more expensive bills than that. Are you ready?
Oh wait, no. I have to read this to you. 707 says, "Why would Bill Clinton have a brother named Billy?"
Yeah. It seemed more like Bill Clinton's brother would have beers than Jimmy Carter's. Yeah, that was, I mean, as soon as I said it, I was like, oh.
Bill and Billy.
Bill and Billy. What? Their names are different? Bill and Billy.
Very funny. Okay.
All right, here we go. Time to play a game. Now, don't worry, guys. There will be opportunities for you to be jerks. But we're not going to. But this is a little bit different.
Oh, we're not playing the scumbag game.
No.
Oh.
Sorry, guys. This is just, a game about how incredible Taylor Swift is.
Whoa.
I'm kidding, it's not really about that, but it is kind of about that. Taylor, the Tortured Poet. Her new record, The Tortured Poets Department, sold 2.6 million units in its first week, and that's...
True!
It is true, yeah.
Whoa,
no.
Did
that,
I win?
Is that the question?
That's not the question. I'm still setting up.
Oh, thank God. I'm like, oh no.
So it sold 2.6 million units in its first week. Is that a record?
False!
Is that a record? Yes, it's a record.
It's not a record.
Damn it!
Vinny gets that one right. Because there is one person who has sold more. And it's Adele. That's not part of the
Oh, you were
going to
have a two-parter? I see. Okay.
It's okay.
We're never sure where you're going with this.
So, she sold over a million units. And that's what this quiz is about. Millions of units in a week of sales. How many albums have ever done this? Or I should say, how many times has it happened that any album has sold a million copies in any given week? How many times? Take a wild guess and let's see. Let's make Bryn go first. Bryn, take a guess and Vinny's going to say, higher or lower.
She already got a point, though. All right. How many times has this happened in history?
How many in a given week has an album sold over a million copies? In one week. How many times?
Six times.
Vinny, take a stab. How many times has this happened?
Seven times.
Darn it.
The answer is 26 times.
What?
Which is still so incredibly low. Like,
why do you say that?
I think it's incredibly low. Like, since they've been measuring records, like, you would think there are a million bands that have had that incredible first week sales where they went over a million. But no, 26
See,
times.
I think it's, I was thinking it's even less because I remember, and I've mentioned this before, but it was the year that NSYNC came out with an album and it just blew the, like, they sold a million copies.
Yep.
And Pearl Jam came out with Verses, which was at that time a highly, you know, desired second record, and it sold like 900,000. It missed the million.
It almost made the million.
And I remember that being such a vivid memory of just this, like, time when records still sold. Right. And but so,
and like,
do you
a
have
boy
the list?
Band to be. I do. I have the list. So oh, I have a bunch. I have a bunch of questions.
Okay.
Oh.
So here we go. What is the only album that has ever moved a million copies in more than 1 week? Only one album has ever done it more than once. Now, the artists themselves may have done it other times, but I'm talking about a single album sold a million copies more than 1 week at a time.
Oh, more than 1 week at a time. Okay.
What are our choices?
Your choices are, who do you think did that?
Oh, man.
And they're big.
It's,
they.
It's an artist, huh?
No, it's just they, band. As in I'm not giving you any hints.
You just
it could
gave
be
us
a
they,
could they. Be a he, could be a she, they.
Oh, man.
Think about, like, what was the biggest album? Like, the album that just everyone was like, oh, my God, that album.
Was it, like, Kidz Bop?
It was not Kidz Bop.
Get me an era.
Here's a recent history. And
oh, recent.
Not only that, huge Alice artist.
But Adele!
It is Adele. That is correct. And that's another point.
How did we not get that? You just told it. Okay.
I did. How many weeks did that, the only album that has sold a million copies in more than 1 week, how many weeks did she sell over a million copies? Bryn.
Two.
Four.
Ah.
Okay, the answer is three. Neither of you get a point.
Oh.
3 weeks in a row.
Oh.
Give that one to Aho.
I'm getting slaughtered.
Taylor
yeah,
gets Swift.
A sure.
Taylor Swift has sold a million copies in a week of many different albums. Many
oh.
is your clue. So this is okay. not her first time in the million copies in 1 week club. How many times does she appear on this list? Because I told you, there's only 26 albums that have ever done this. Actually, I think it's more like 23 because the Adele one counts for three.
13!
Oh, you
elaborate.
Think 13 times, all right?
Well, isn't it how many albums made
How many
that-
albums?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sold a million.
I'll say 12 then.
The actual answer is 7.
Oh,
God, it's scumbag, right?
Don't yeah. worry. It's okay, Vinny. You still have 3 points. Only.
Three?
He has three. You have one.
How did he get
three?
All right.
He just kept getting points. You were doing something
right.
else, I guess.
Okay.
All right. Only three other acts have more than one album on this list. Name one. If you can name one of the three that have more than one album. Besides,
on the million
besides,
selling in a week.
Yes, besides Taylor, who has seven. Three other acts appear more than once with different albums on this list.
NSYNC.
NSYNC is one of them. If you can name another one, I'll still give you a point, Bryn.
Adele.
No. She only has the one that appeared three times. The other people, NSYNC. Backstreet Boys.
Oh, I
could have two,
guessed that.
But you didn't.
Well, why didn't you?
I should have.
And the third is Eminem.
Oh.
He also has two.
Oh.
There is a soundtrack on the list of albums. That
8 Mile!
It is not 8 Mile.
Trolls.
Goodness. Not Trolls.
Darn it.
Moana!
Nope.
Oh.
Saturday Night Fever!
No, good guess, though. That's a good guess. No.
Yentl!
Okay, you'll never get it. It's
Frozen.
Nope.
Frozen!
Good guesses.
Frozen 2!
I'll give you a hint. This person is dead.
Oh, well,
Elvis!
It's Whitney Houston, The Bodyguard.
Oh, fudge.
That
took
us a while
And
to
finally,
get there.
I'm going to give you three albums. All of these albums sold over a million copies in their first week of release. And you have to tell me which one had the biggest first week of release. Taylor Swift, Speak Now, Limp Bizkit, chocolate starfish, and the hot dog flavored water. And Lil Wayne, the Carter 3. Which of those sold the most in their first week? All of them crossed the million mark. Which sold the most? Taylor Swift, Speak Now, Limp Bizkit, Chocolate Starfish, or Lil Wayne, the Carter 3?
I love that album by Lil Wayne. I'm going to say Lil Wayne.
Yeah, I wanted to go Lil Wayne too, but...
We'll both go. Here, hold my hand.
All right.
Are you jumping in together?
Yeah.
Okay, you're both wrong. Pick from the other two.
Oh, fudge.
All right.
That one sold the least, by the way. That's the one that actually just got kind of kicked off the list but by the 26th.
All right, I'm going T-Swizzle then.
You're going T-Swizzle and Vinny? Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll go with Limp Bizkit.
That is the correct answer. So, Vinny, by a score 5-1.
Man, murdered.
You have won this. I mean, today was your day, man.
It was your day.
It really was. You just
think
won
you got,
everything.
Like, nothing wrong today.
Limp Bizkit sold a million, 1.55, and Taylor Swift sold 1.055, and Taylor sold 1.047. And for the record, the Carter 5 sold 1.006. And by the way, Norah Jones is on this list.
Oh.
Her record in 04 sold 1.022 records.
She had a big year.
She sure did. 2004 was a biggie for her. Thank you for listening to the show today. Vinny and Bryn, thank you for battling it out. That was just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have to be too jerky at all. Yeah.
Thank you. And by the way, Bryn, you can let go of my hand now, okay?
Aww, thanks. It was, you know, so holding tight, and I was barely not
right.
even there.
Sheesh. Enjoy your Monday, everyone. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey there,
blah,
sir.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.